You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Patriots 1-4, the Cowboys 3-1. The spread here set at -8.5. Are the Patriots giving up the points at 10-11? The Cowboys +8.5 at 10-11. Gil, I was going over some pre-season lines here, and we're back in April when I think it's Cantor out there published all the lines for each and every week of the season. This was a pick'em back then. How times have changed, Gil.
Yeah. Well, of course, that line was established thinking that it would be Tom Brady versus Tony Romo, or perhaps, I can't remember the time, there was some speculation that it wouldn't be Tom Brady at all.
Yep.
He would be serving a 4-game suspension for Deflategate, and that it would be, you know, the Patriots' backup quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, versus Tony Romo. And then through the magic of just being the Patriots, who have the universe at their fingertips, instead of it being Garoppolo versus Romo, it's the opposite. It's Brady versus Whedon, as Brady gets off and Romo gets hurt. And so that's why you see that kind of line move. And quite frankly, I think that's a justifiable line move. If the Steelers' line swung 7 points around from, you know, around 7 points from Big Ben to Michael Vick the other night, certainly you can justify this one swinging 8 based on that.
Yeah, and the Brady and the Patriots juggernaut is rolling at the moment, Gil. They come off that bye week at 3-0. They've averaged a league-leading 39.7 points in wins over Pittsburgh, Buffalo and Jacksonville. And Tom Brady, already thrown for 1,112 yards. He's linking up with Rob Gronkowski with ruthless efficiency at the moment. And Bill Belichick, he doesn't seem to mind running up the number at the moment either. So they're firing all cylinders, the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, I think I mentioned last week or the week before, I get in a rage when I talk about this, so I forget what show I did it on. It might have been my own. But Bill Belichick ran up the score in 2007 against Joe Gibbs, the legendary coach of the Washington Redskins, when I think the Patriots were up 40 or 50 points and had a 4th-and-7, he went for it. So if he's going to do that against an NFL legend, and his response at that time was, what do you want me to do, kick a field goal? He'll run it up against anybody. And in this year, the post-Deflategate scandal year, I think there's a massive chip on their shoulder. And you said it, Gronkowski's the focus. If the Cowboys try to take him away, it'll be all about Julian Edelman, who is really underrated, is a great player in his own right. So you got to pick your poison if you're the Cowboys, and there's no real good answer. We talk about efficiency stats on this show in terms of points added. What is the expected points added per game for the New England offense? Well, remember, they were 18-0, or they attempted to go the full distance of 19-0. If you recall back in 2007, they were 18-0 when they lost in the Super Bowl. Well, they're expected points added per game this season thus far through 3 games is better than that 2007 version. So that says it all.
Dallas undoubtedly have problems as well, Gil. We've alluded to the fact that they've lost Tony Romo, mentioned Dez Bryant, or we not mentioned Dez Bryant either, two driving forces on offense. Lance Dunbar also went down last week. They haven't been able to get pressure on the quarterback either. They do have their defensive end back, Greg Hardy, who might make an impact. And he's quite a character, Gil. I don't mean that to sound positive either. He's not exactly a shrinking violet. I mean, his press conferences, he's got a bit of belief in his own ability.
Yeah, well, first of all, let's say getting into this game, we talk about expected points added. Well, Dallas' defense is 22nd out of 30 teams defensively in that category. So they need help, and you're right. They're getting back a few players here, well, at least two. We don't know if Sean Lee is going to come back. That would be a huge boost for the Cowboys if Sean Lee could recover from the concussion and get back in this game. We're not sure about that. But they will get Rolando McClain back, will the Cowboys, their standout linebacker. And for the first game, as you allude to, in a Cowboys uniform, having played for the Panthers last year, but having served a 10-game ban for a domestic abuse arrest, that was reduced to 4 in July because the NFL is so very harsh on domestic abuse.
Yeah.
Sarcastically saying that. Greg Hardy will be there. And you're right. He is a tremendous pass rusher, has been for the Panthers. He finished 3rd in the NFL with 15 sacks with Carolina back in 2013. But yeah, he gets his first press conference. Now, keep in mind the domestic abuse arrest was for allegedly now, Dave, don't want to make any charges, allegedly throwing his girlfriend on a couch that was covered in assault rifles and threatening to kill her. His first press conference back, he says, "I'm coming in with guns a-blazin'," or something to that effect. Or Jerry Jones, at least, he made some gun reference. And Jerry Jones, the Cowboys owner, said, "I hope he does come in with guns a-blazin'." So, yeah, not that smart. And so that's what the scandal's all about. But he will play, and we'll see. We'll see if he's effective for the Cowboys against, you know, the greatest quarterback in the league.
Yeah, and a couple of numbers with the Patriots coming off the bye week as well. 11-4 following their bye weeks under Bill Belichick, and two of those defeats have come on the road the last four seasons. So a little bit of hope for the Cowboys in those numbers there. Have you got a lean here? 8.5 the spread, Gil.
I'm going to lean Cowboys. I don't know that I'll play it, but I lean Cowboys. And you probably say, well, after all that, and it's Tom Brady and Gronk and Edelman, 8.5 points, and even with Brandon Whedon, you know, like, this just is one of these NFL games where you just, if you've watched the league long enough, there's a certain feel to it where even after the bye, you say, will the Patriots be able to cover that number? Sure, they're the Patriots, and we'll learn a lot about, you know, that whole chip on shoulder after Deflategate thing. If the Patriots come here and just blow the Cowboys out of the water, boy, there's not a spread too high I wouldn't play them on moving forward. But this is one of those where I think the Cowboys might be able to cover. They're not going to win, but they may cover.
That is the narrative, isn't it, at the moment, Gil? Everywhere I look, there's articles being written about Tom Brady and the New England Patriots wanting to annihilate everyone, and because their back has been put against the wall following Deflategate, they want to prove the point. That is the narrative in the National Football League at the moment.
It is, and you wonder, from a bookmaker standpoint, there isn't a number too high that public players won't play at some point, and it could be one of those scenarios where the public just keeps on winning. So we might have one of those scenarios this year.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.